Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski. You're listening to Willer and Dibs on 95.7 The Game, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Hey, Pods.
It's not enough.
I think he's enough.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, yes, we will.
Yeah.
Pods, you made it. You did it.
He plays enough.
You made our list. I got five.
I like it.
I got five on it.
Attaboy. Loonies.
So one is General Dubs.
Sir, yes, sir.
One is Brock Purdy.
Okay.
One is Jonathan Kuminga. One is Brandon Poughkeepsie Kids.
Yep.
And one is Rafi Devers.
All right.
Okay. Let's use the General Dubs one to get started. And y'all are welcome to play this game or just weigh in on any particular response that you hear. Excuse or reality? We hear it a lot. Okay, I want y'all to know we do hear you. We see the engagement, whether it's the texts, YouTubes, the calls you make. Hey, media, why are you always making an excuse for this team?
Steve Kerr especially.
Well, Steve Kerr, it's a good thing you and I hold his feet to the fire once a week. Because outside of that, I don't know who would be holding that guy accountable.
Oh, yeah, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. So there's that. Now, the normal one, prior to the Niners season, I have a feeling there's one that would have made the list that didn't make it because it would have been about Kyle Shanahan. Hey, Kyle, like, your record's okay, but my gosh, like, you don't ever come back in the fourth quarter. But that's kind of fallen by the wayside this year. Because Kyle Shanahan is probably among five coaches right now that are being talked about as coach of the year. Because they have a 7-4 record and they're a touchdown favorite to go 8-4 in the face of unbelievable injuries.
BetMGM currently has him tied for fifth in coach of the year odds, but 25-1. He and Sean Payton and Sean McVay.
Interesting.
Behind Ben Johnson, Mike McDonald, Shane Steichen, and Mike Vrabel, the heavy favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, Vrabel. Sure.
Steichen.
And Steichen. Sure. Absolutely. As you know, coach of the year does not mean you did the best job. It means you did the most surprising job.
Usually.
That's what coach of the year is. So anyway, Kyle, you didn't make the list.
Nope.
But let's start with the one that everybody really seems to be hot on, and that is as the Warriors return home. They are 9-8. That is not a special record at all. But there are two perspectives on the 9-8. And one seems to come from largely the fans who are like, you're not that good. And the other seems to come from the Warriors, who are like, that's pretty amazing that we have weathered the storm. And it's a storm that they feel that a lot of people out in the public don't feel because they're not living it. And we don't know. We're stuck here having to believe that the Warriors apparently have been through hell the last 30, 35 days.
Yeah.
And no, it's not hell, but you know what I mean. Travel hell, exhaustion, five back-to-backs, more games than anybody in the league, and in some cases, as many road games as teams have played games. Okay, so a lot of yo-yo going on, and you can't play with my yo-yo. So, all right, the Warriors, here's the statement. Excuse or reality? The Warriors' 9-8 record is largely because of the schedule. Excuse or reality?
It's an excuse, and it's an excuse because if you look at the construct of their 9-8, there are games that they lost. Portland, third game in four nights, a road half of a back-to-back. That's always going to be tough, so that to me is the reality. But you go to Milwaukee, and you had a day off before, and you lose to a team that didn't have Giannis. You get a day off, you go to Indiana against nobody we've ever heard of. Indiana has only won two games, and one of them was that night. And then you have an actual back-to-back, OKC to San Antonio, and you win the second half of the back-to-back, and then you have a stay and play, and you win again. So I look at the schedule and think, it's been rigorous, but it's not because of the schedule that you've lost these games. You've given games away as many times as you've stolen games, so it's not the schedule. That's an excuse.
I do think it's their reality. I can't argue with you about the disappointment of the games in Milwaukee and Indiana. And really, it's the Indiana one. It's the Indiana one. But am I going to suddenly lose it because they lost one game that I really don't think they had any business losing? That to me, that's a little bit over the top. That one was a frustrating loss. It was a embarrassing loss. There's no two ways about it. I remember watching that game and thinking to myself, there's no way this is actually happening
up
right 12 now.
12 with 6 minutes to go.
But I could go through their eight losses, and the Milwaukee one, that's a mild disappointment, but that's a squad. Whatever. They're okay. And I know they didn't have Giannis, but we've talked a lot about that through the years, that sometimes that kind of lets you drop your shoulders and it grabs a team. Whatever, I don't think they should have lost, but they did. The Indiana one is embarrassing, but let's go through the rest.
Okay.
You already described the loss in Portland, game three of the year.
Yeah.
Back-to-back after their epic OT win at home against Denver.
And I don't think you sat anyone in that game.
You did not.
So
Curry had 35, but they gave up 139 points, and they looked very tired.
Right. Older team.
Right.
That's the reality, not an excuse.
At Sacramento, Wednesday, November 5th. Sat everybody.
Right.
Okay.
And that's an excuse, though. I mean, the reality is that you didn't sit everyone. Yeah, that's your choice.
Absolutely. But again, if we're talking about, like, I guess put it this way, with any given loss, can you sort of wrap your head around it? I can't wrap my head around the Indiana loss. I don't even understand it.
Well, they just gagged it away.
Right. That's a terrible, terrible loss. The Milwaukee one, it's kind of tough. Can I wrap my head around the other six losses? Portland, yes. Sacramento, you sat all your players. How about Denver? Two nights later in Denver, they get beat. I mean,
yeah, Denver's better than you.
Denver's better than you.
It's going to be hard to win in Denver at any time. And that was an Aaron Gordon. Was that the 50 burger? That was the first game.
No, the 50 burger was the one the Warriors won.
Yep. Okay.
But Aaron Gordon and everybody else were still really good, even in the Denver loss. Okay, at Oklahoma City on November 11th, I could wrap my head around that. They're better than you.
Right.
They're champs.
You got rocked.
Okay, and then the other two losses are the ones we just watched earlier this week in Florida, where one of them, you sat everybody.
Well, Orlando, they didn't have their best player, two of their best players, and you still lost.
Yes, correct.
And if you want to say, oh, the schedule, that to me is an excuse.
Okay, that's fair. So your answer would be, like, of the eight losses, maybe there's three that you can't wrap your head around?
I will give you the
three. Is that right?
The Portland loss, I get. the Denver loss I get, and the OKC loss I get, and I'll even give you the Miami one because loss. I said it earlier in the, before the trip. Yeah. The sixth game of any six-game road trip is usually going to be a loss. So four of them I get, four of them I don't get.
Sacramento, like they sat everyone.
Right, I know but that's you're a still choice. You're still good enough, and Kuminga had the ha-ha. Kuminga played really well.
He did.
Sacramento stinks.
Yep, but I mean, in theory, the
and
Warriors...
And Milwaukee without Giannis, that was a very winnable game.
The Warriors without their four vets also stink.
Not always.
Understand. Right, but Sacramento doesn't always stink. Like, right. Any NBA team can go have a night.
Well, Indiana had half a quarter and beat you.
That's not a
and
good...
And Ryan Rollins went off.
The Warriors...
Turns out he's really good.
Warriors minus Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond and Al are not... That's not a good basketball team. Like, you could go get a win here or there.
Of course.
That's not a good team.
Of course.
You're not good.
I mean, you're not good, but you're good enough to win. And if you had that team for 82 games, you wouldn't go 0-82.
No, but you probably wouldn't win more than 20.
Fine. Then go out there and beat a team that is absolutely terrible and broken in Sacramento.
I guess. Like, again, I'm not talking about, like, oh, they're not allowed to win it. I'm just talking about, can I understand it? Can I wrap my head around it? Like, what was your level of, I'm sort of ticked off after the loss?
To Sacramento?
The Indiana one, yes. Then I would argue mild disappointment after Milwaukee and Orlando. And outside of that, it was a bunch of shoulder shrugs. For me?
Yeah, not for me. Like, Sacramento is a team that you should be able to beat if you have Kuminga and Moody and Pods and... I think you might have had Horford that game. I'm not sure which half he sat.
You did not.
Because he doesn't play very often. Yeah, he did play.
In Sacramento?
You stand corrected. Yeah, he played 26 minutes.
Okay, I stand
and
corrected.
And he had no points.
Yeah.
0 for 8, Al. 0 for 7 from 3. So if you have that team, including Will Richard going for 30, you should be able to beat Sacramento.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Okay.
That's just not a, like, you just, the entire starting lineup has not turned 24. The whole lineup hasn't turned 24 yet.
And so Sacramento didn't have Sabonis.
No, I understand that. But, you know, they had veterans. They had DeMar DeRozan. They had Russell Westbrook. They had Dennis Schroeder. Like, they
had Nick Clifford.
They had Malik Monk. They had...
Maxime Reynaud. What are we doing here?
I'm not saying they're good, but you had a whole starting lineup that hasn't had their 24th birthday. I'm not going to expect you to do anything.
Well...
I'm going to hope, but I'm not going to expect you to go out like... There's no should when you put that starting lineup out there. Quentin Post and Will Richard?
Quentin Post, by the way, is a sneaky old. He's almost 26.
Okay, fine. So
he's always a weird one because he played, I think, 6 years in college?
Something.
At least five.
Something.
He was there forever.
I stand corrected again. But bottom line is they're babies. They're all babies.
I get it.
So anyway.
To me, it's an excuse.
Okay.
You hide behind the schedule by load managing your butt off, and that's what you get. So, you know, if you want to go ahead and beat Sacramento, then maybe you don't sit everybody. And I think that was the game where Draymond was like, no Jimmy, no Steph. I got general soreness.
I'm going to try to meet you halfway in that. Sure. There have been some disappointing losses. I will also highlight there have been some eyebrow raising wins.
Absolutely.
Okay. Overtime against Denver, the two wins in San Antonio. So, you know, we can do that too. Maybe even throw in opening night against the Lakers.
Good
for
win.
Some.
Yeah.
Okay. So, because I do believe it is their reality. Like, I guess my question would be, if you think this is an...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Excuse, what's the motivation for the Warriors to do that? This is what I'm always after. Anybody who's, I understand it. You're mad about load management, right? You bought tickets. It's a bad look for the league. I am on your team. I totally agree. But why? What's the motivation for the Warriors to basically, as some would put it, use this as an excuse or punt games? Do you believe that they are either A, lacking motivation?
No.
B, stupid strategically?
No. You're getting closer, though.
But okay, well, how would you put it?
82 games don't matter. And they have an understanding. Shout out Macklin's father, Macklin, who joined the morning show today, Rick Celebrini. They understand in order to keep a team healthy in April, especially an older team, the second oldest team in basketball, you have to pace yourself and pace your team.
So that's smart, then. That's smart strategy.
We'll see how smart
it is. Do you not agree with it?
Right now at 9-8, I think that they're right about where they should be. But yeah. I'll say this. Don't come home for five games and go 2-3. Even if you go three and two.
I'll agree with that.
If you go 3-2, that will be whatever. So you rested guys early so that you could take advantage of these spots where you've got a game, 2 days off, a game, a day off, a game, 2 more days off, a game, 3 days off. Like, this is what you built it up for. So go out there and go 4-1 and home.
Time to boogie. I'll agree with you.
Right. Yeah, so if you go 3-2, then to me,
3-2 is like, let's see the 3-2. You do have Houston and Oklahoma City coming in. Let's see it.
We'll see if they're underdog against Houston. They will be against OKC.
Yeah, there's probably favored by
11 tonight. I'll look. And
that sounds a little hot, but who knows?
Well,
I don't know.
Portland's without one of their better players. So.
No doubt. Here's to me the thing that has been the most under-discussed.
9.5.
Okay, 9.5.
Yep.
Most under-discussed thing about the entire season. In fact, I was driving in, about to hit the Robin Williams Tunnel, and I hear Steiny go, getting a top six seed's going to be tough. And I thought to myself, no, it's not. Not at all. Do you realize how frustrated everybody is? And the Warriors are 9-8. They're 2 games out of the sixth seed, and they're in the eighth seed.
Yeah.
The headline of the start of the season is not, why are the Warriors 9-8? The headline is, turns out the Clippers, Grizzlies, and Mavs stink. That's the headline.
And the Kings and the Pelicans.
Yeah. But there are teams that we thought were going to be a challenge, and they're not. That's the headline. The top six right now, Thunder, Nuggets, Rockets, Lakers, Spurs, Wolves. Those are real teams, and they are a threat. The Warriors need to unseat one of them. I don't think anybody else is even a threat. The other teams that are sitting in the quote-unquote play-in, I mean, we're so early, it's silly looking at standings, but the other teams that are even flirting with decent records, the Suns, give me a break.
We'll see.
The Blazers and the Jazz, who are sitting at 9-10 with records respectively of 6-9 and 5-9.
Well, and the Blazers have regressed. They've lost four in a row.
Yes.
They've really kind of fallen back to where they should be.
I just want to tell everybody, the headline is the West is not as good as we thought it was.
Well, and I think the subheadline is you beat the Spurs twice. And the Spurs are ahead of you. And the Spurs are, they might be better than you when fully healthy, but
maybe.
You beat them twice. And of those top six, Mark, the Warriors are 4-2 against them so far this year. You got OKC coming up. You got Houston coming up. But you beat Denver, you beat the Lakers, and you beat the Spurs twice.
And that's the scenario after the so-called, whether it's excuse or reality, gauntlet. The gauntlet of the schedule, which is now over. So,
well, the first gauntlet, there's a couple more out there. But.
Sure, but I don't think anything is going to be like this in terms of back-to-backs and travel. I think it is a completely rational thought to think that in another few weeks, after this schedule lightens up, you're going to be one of the top six teams.
I think you're going to be right on that 6-7 bubble all year.
Yeah, maybe,
that's what I think.
But I don't, like, the West is not as good as we thought. That's my headline.
The West is at the top, and I don't think that you'll be a top four seed, even though the Warriors fancy it. But
it's not as deep. It's not as deep as we thought.
It's not nearly as deep. The bottom is way worse, and there's more teams on the bottom. And I think that the top, like OKC, you certainly look, and the Lakers off to an amazing start. Houston will get an up-close look. I do think that the Warriors are much more of a 5-6-7 kind of a spot where they're going to be fighting that all year.
Maybe. I mean, that may be the case. But to me, what a great thing for the Warriors to be sitting here with a winning record after what they're telling us has been really, really challenging. And you factored in a three-game absence with an illness for Steph Curry into all of that. You've also lost Kuminga now for how many? What is this? Four games and more coming. Another one tonight. But Memphis, the Clippers, and the Mavs are all a disaster.
Yep.
That's huge. That's huge in this whole lay of the land.
It's still early enough to where a team like the Clippers, I don't think that Memphis, I think, has got real problems.
No,
they might trade Ja.
And Dallas, too.
Dallas,
same
think,
thing.
Is completely broken, and Anthony Davis is, it's probably going to be either a trade or a shutdown candidate, but I would be stunned if the Clippers remained this bad for a long time. And they're only four games behind the Warriors right now. It still is early days, but that would be the one team that I would be shocked if they didn't at least make it in the top eight. Eventually.
We'll see, man. They're not just bad. They're horrific. They're 4-11.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been real bad.
Good gracious.
Well, we saw them here, and they could barely score.
And you, like, large, I know Kawhi has missed games, but he always does. That's just part of the deal. Like, outside of that, they're healthy. And they're just bad.
Yeah.
They're bad. I do like this. 707 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. It makes no sense to say that truth is an excuse. The truth is never an excuse, no matter what the context is. My leg was sore from standing on the train for an hour because I gave my seat to an elderly lady. Yes, that's complaining, but it's not an excuse. So, I'll buy that. If you want to get mad at what you're hearing the Warriors say, then you could get mad at them for complaining. I don't think they're making this up. What on earth would their reason be? Why? They don't need to prove anything to anyone. They're the Warriors.
No, but Steve Kerr is making a point of this, and they're doing what they do because they want to send a message about what needs to be different. And
Sure. If
you want to talk about equitable schedule through 17 games, they've had the most road games and the most back-to-backs. Now, that's not an excuse. That's the reality of the schedule. And so, if you want to talk about it, and if you want to load manage guys, and if you want to lean on that and say, yeah, it's, you know, woe is us, that's when it becomes an excuse.
Let's go to Scott Marin. Hey, Scott, thank you for calling. Willard and Dibs, what's up?
Yeah, look, the way I look at it is, it is a reality, and in particularly, you have to take it all in the context in relation to the peers, what their peers have had to do. Houston Rockets played 13 games, and they played zero back-to-backs. So, and this five back-to-backs and 12 road games, that is that. I don't know how is there such a disparity? I don't understand how the some people, like the Denver Nuggets, have played 14 games. They played seven on the road. They've had two back-to-backs. How did the Warriors end up with five back-to-backs in this short period of time? I'm really curious as to how this is even done when you see this amount of differentiation between the players, the teams in their conference.
Scott, it's an interesting. I don't think either one of us. Scott, thank you. I don't think either one of us are experts, but I could take an educated stab at this. Because other teams will get their comeuppance. Like, it's everybody has their stretches that are difficult. The Warriors have gotten what is probably their most difficult back-to-back stretch and travel stretch. They've already got it out of the way. Yes, there are more challenges coming, but everybody gets theirs. I can only think of two things. One is TV.
Yep, there you go. Bingo!
And the other one is, I've got to imagine that the scheduling of arena time at arenas across the country that also hold concerts and everything else that goes on, just like Chase Center does. I have to imagine that when the powers that be sit down to map this out, that has got to be one hell of a challenge. That is a dance to figure
out. You put it in the computer.
Yeah, you do. It's an algorithm. And so I don't know that they're overly worried about what it looks like 30 days in. I think they're worried about what it looks like for the entire stretch. And yes, to begin the season, the NBA wants their flagship franchises on TV to say hello to everybody, and that means Steph Curry.
That means you open up Warriors at Lakers, and that means you get multiple games on Peacock, and you get multiple games on NBC and all of the other national outlets because you've got Steph Curry. So part of that is you got to grin and bear it because you're good for business.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Is it an excuse or is it reality? The Warriors' schedule has led to the 9-8 record. So you can weigh in on that, but we haven't gotten to Purdy and Kuminga and Pods and Rafi Devers. We've got to get to all of them. And then higher or lower in the 4 o'clock hour, Jason LaConfora is going to join us. Dibs has a pick to unveil. It's Friday. Let's have some fun. 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibb.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.